It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to play his song from ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man. So enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
was awesome. Groovy tunes from way back in the day. That was ZZ Top and their song Sharp Dressed Man. And we have with us Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived stage 4 lymphoma cancer, Guillain-Barré syndrome, the forest fires of a few years ago, the big flood of a few years ago, and yeah, man, a big inspiration for me and many other people that know his story and history. And would like to welcome you. Thank you for joining us, Shkwait.
It's good to be still kicking.
Yeah, how are you doing anyway?
Doing as well as can be. Finally feeling just one steady temperature up here.
Oh, that's
hot.
Yeah.
Now yeah. It's no more of this hot cold business. It was kind of messing with my stomach. So now that it's just one temperature, I just have to complain about just one temperature.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have our subject today, and it's on self-assurance. And we'd love to have your take on that, because it must have took a lot of self-assurance to get through all the trials and tribulations that you came through and survived.
Take self-assurance, self-confidence. They seem like the same thing, but the one thing I find about self-assurance is if you're relying on it too much, it leads to pride.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, pride isn't the greatest.
Usually comes before a fall.
High in your life.
Yeah.
But you know, if you don't get full of yourself, then it's all right, because you know, I don't think I've had enough time to be prideful. still being self-assured of how I can handle dealing with recovering fully and hopefully becoming a labor worker again anyways for a few more years before retirement.
I find
it's, you know, it's something you gotta work on, but just don't let it get to your head. Get swollen and then have the bubble pop.
It's easy to get
wandering around on what you should do next.
Yeah, it's easy to get up too high, and of course the higher you go, the farther you fall.
Yeah.
So I really like your words, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, you just gotta hope your head doesn't swell up too much, and then you start playing life in big head mode. You know, remember the old golden eye on the game systems?
Oh yeah,
big head mode. You get to be an easier target.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, we really enjoy and thank you for your perspectives. It's always like just very wise and brings us all some knowledge on, you know, what it takes to survive all the traumas that you went through, and just gives us an insight into in how we can apply whatever you've used to survive and get through your traumas. It's always just a big blessing, and we really thank you for joining us live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and about my song for this week, it was a song that us and our cousin Shane used to listen to the first time me and him had a summer job together with. When he was younger, he was Kimmy. They moved to Chilliwack for a bit. He came home Shane. So whenever that song came up on our tapes, he would sing sharp-dressed Shane instead of sharp-dressed man. So every now and then I hear it, and I think of our brother, and, you know, say a prayer for him and hope he's doing well. Yeah, so I just, it just brought back memories of family.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
So, yeah, I thank you guys there at the station and listeners here and abroad for giving me hope and prayers to continue on trying to recover and become more helpful to the community.
Well, we really appreciate you and Gukstem for all your good words and positivity, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Squish from Gwaishkana, BC. And yeah, pretty awesome words, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you had some questions for me.
That's right, Chief. Yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, Chief and I both are doing some community service by way of some unfortunate incidents, Chief. And if you would please tell the viewers what your unfortunate incident was that you're still dealing with today.
Well, I was wrongfully attacked, and I was, you know, brutally attacked. I was thrown on the ground and assaulted, essentially.
Attacked by who?
By the RCMP.
Okay.
And we tried to, like, get this resolved, like, a long time ago, and this happened, like, 5 years ago. And, you know, I still suffer from those consequences. You know, I get, like, night terrors and back pains and stuff. And
if I understand it correctly, there was an incident that the RCMP were called to, and you were in the area, you were at the incident, and when the police showed up, they assumed you were the guy right away and went full force attack mode on you, and you weren't the guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is that correct?
Yeah, it's true. Like, I came out of the building, I even had my hands up.
There you go. And
you know, that was very, you know, very traumatic and very unfortunate. And
they grabbed you, threw you on the ground.
Yeah.
Guns out?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
And so had you panicked? Had you tried to defend yourself? You know, it almost seemed like they might have been trying to execute you.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I probably still here was I had two white guys behind me.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And, you know, they probably didn't want to hit them.
Of course. And
so I was, you know, I'm on the air because of them.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what we're trying to get fixed and done.
That's
you know,
right.
Similar to your story, what happened to you and your all your abuse that you've gone through with your traumatic things too. So, you know, we're just trying to make this place a wonderful, beautiful place that it should be, with you know, none of this like ultra violent stuff that goes
for
on.
Sure. And if it does go on, the systems that perpetuate it are corrected. And I think that that's a big one. Me and you, we don't have any grudges against these people. We're not out for blood. It's not an eye for an eye kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's more of a, hey, guys, you know, you guys are publicly paid employees that are supposed to be providing a service. Mm-hmm. And not only, you know, maybe you did provide a service, but you actually provided a big damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them to ignore and resist fixing it, that's what inspires me to keep fighting, and I think inspires you to keep fighting, because if those systems don't change, then it's just going to be somebody else that gets attacked.
Yeah, and you know, it's good to talk about these things and get them out, because if we keep them all bottled up inside, we're just going to get sick.
Of course.
And, you know, we're going to get, you know, resentful and even worse conditions than we are. And that's not what we want. We want to go on with life. We want to heal. We all want to be a good positive energy in this world. And, you know, that's what we're all about. So I really thank you for your questions. And,
of course, Chief. Yeah. And thank you for being willing to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know my abuser coached me into secrecy so that they could keep getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the people who don't want to change, they don't want it getting out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so good for you for being brave enough to talk about it.
Okay.
And maybe as our shows progress, we can learn more and more about the progress of your case.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to continue on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to get to our electric lady Faima, and first we're going to play her a song from one of our favorite bands, Stone Jesus, and their song is Thessalia. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Here it comes, Stone Jesus, Thessalia. We'll be right back. was Stone Jesus and their song Thessalia. Man, what a powerful song, and pretty wonderful. And we have with us our electric Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
I'm doing fantastic. My greetings to you and respected listener across the country and outside of the country. Thank you.
We have our subject today, and it's on self-assurance, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely, same as usual, is just fantastic subject. And self-assurance, it means is coming from the Oxford language, and it means confidence and ability or character. So however, we have to act as a personal cheerleader and listening to the inner confidence that empowers us to overcome the challenges. And taking a calculated risk, like children, when they become confident through the parents that they can walk, the next step that they take as a risk is jumping and running. And of course, all this support and encouragement is provided by the parents to bring it to their own children. However, and another example that I can provide, another example that I can provide is Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, because they had a confidence and they believed themselves, you know, and they became number one in the world, and they cannot be repeated anymore like them. However, they said that they believed themselves, they believed their talent, and they said a big yes to their own system, to their inner voice, which is the self-assurance, because they had the confidence. So however, all of us as a nationwide, as one body, as let's practice our talent and saying big yes to the belief system of our inner voice, and let's shine on this Mother Earth, shine and shine and become one of the stars in this planet. And after all, thank you very much for having me.
Very beautiful, powerful words, and something we can all aspire to in achieving.
Thank you.
The light of this world. And we thank you for your input and all the wonderful words that you bring to us, the positivity and empowerment for us to continue in this world, to become those stars of this world and shine light for other people to see and follow. Just a great demonstration of leadership that you bring to us. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you kindly. You all as well. Thank you so much. It's such a great pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the privilege and honor is ours. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And thank you. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thank you kindly. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Yeah, isn't that special, hey?
Yes, yes, for sure. That was our Lady Fahima, and just always an inspiration and powerful words that she has. And so we're going to end our program with some music from Sparky and the Dead Billies and their song called Pistol in My Hand.
All right.
So, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yes, thank you guys for coming. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. And
Keep those deep breaths going.
Yeah. Have a great week and weekend, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye for now.